Thanks for downloading this message from Pastor Mike's podcast. May God bless you as you listen.
Very exciting day, Palm Sunday. You think of Jesus coming into Jerusalem. Just imagine that road, walking down the road and the crowd just going nuts with excitement. Now, grabbing palm leaves, throwing them on the ground. They're taking off their cloaks, throwing them on the ground. There's Jesus surrounded by his disciples and the crowd just excited. Seems very exciting. But I've always wondered as I think about that story, how it comes to be that just a week later, less than a week later, 5 days later, there's a whole crowd baying for his blood. Crucify him. How does that all come about? One answer, I think, lies in understanding some of the background to what was going on that day as Jesus came into Jerusalem. Because what's actually happening is the crowd is declaring him to be a new king. That's exactly the road that when a new king was crowned, that king would come down and he would ride a donkey. And the crowd would greet him with clothing, with branches, signifying that he was their king. So it's a kind of a mock coronation. It's a popular uprising of support. And of course, whenever there's a popular uprising, whenever people get really excited about somebody and declare them as the new king, well then the old king gets bothered. What would King Herod think? Here's everybody proclaiming Jesus as king. It's not good news for King Herod. What would the leaders of the people think? Those who had their power underneath King Herod. Everybody gets very, very upset. Don't know if you recall seeing photographs like this in the last year. This is a photographing of what came to be called the Arab Spring, where people in some of those Arab countries rose up and said, we want things to be different. We want there to be new leadership. We don't like the way things have been going on. We want to see change. And so they demonstrated, they got together, and in a popular uprising, with lots of excitement and lots of fervor, they declared, things are going to change around here. Do you remember how the authorities reacted? There was violence in the street. People were arrested and thrown in jail. And so it is on Palm Sunday. There's excitement, there's a popular uprising, but it's not long before the authorities start to take action and to protect their patch. See, for them, one group of people's celebration meant that they were in trouble. And they saw it as a declaration of war. They saw it as something that threatened their position. And so they began to respond. Now, it's kind of funny as people who know Jesus and know the way that people talk, the way that he talked, to understand that people felt so threatened by him. Because Jesus proposed no violence. He never proclaimed the overthrow of government. There was nothing in his words that talked about, I'm going to take over things here and I'm going to be in charge. In fact, he told his followers, he said, offer to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. When the crowd came at one stage to declare him king, it says by force they were going to make him king, it says he left. He made his way through the crowd, melted away and disappeared. He didn't want that. When his disciples try and protect him with swords, when they're coming to grab hold of him, he says, no, no, put down your swords. And he heals the ear of the servant, the guard, whose ear had been chopped off. And even when he's there before Pilate and he's questioned about being a king, he says, yes, I'm a king, but my kingdom is not of this world. It's not an earthly kingdom. It's a very different kind of kingdom. His actions were not those of somebody who was trying to grab power. Instead, he exercised always a servant role, a peaceful role. In a way, the revolution that Jesus proclaimed reminded me in a little way of something that happened way back in the 1980s. At the end of the 1980s, 1989, there was a revolution going on. And Soviet bloc countries were falling one after another as people rose up and said, enough, we want change. This is a photograph of how the revolution progressed in Czechoslovakia. It came to be known as the Velvet Revolution, or the Gentle Revolution. And one of the enduring pictures of that change was of the protesters coming and offering to the policemen, the guards who were trying to enforce the regime, offering flowers to them. The Velvet Revolution. The armed police went to the streets, but they were met with flowers. And in just a short period of time, the regime collapsed very peacefully. If Jesus was a revolutionary, then this was a Velvet Revolution. Because it was a revolution built upon service and upon peace. Nothing summarized Jesus' understanding of leadership and of his way more than on Maundy Thursday night when around the Lord's Supper table, he went and got a bowl of water and a towel and began to wash his disciples' feet. Now that was the activity of a servant. It would be the servant of the household who washed the guests' feet. But Jesus, as leader of the group, did that himself. And then he said, as I've done for you, so also you do for others. And earlier on, when he's questioned about his ministry and his leadership, he says, I did not come to be served, but I came to serve and to give my life as a ransom for many. And that action really summarized how Jesus saw himself as a servant. Now we should ask some 2,000 years later, well, what does that mean for us? I'm reminded really of the words of a song that we sometimes sing. It's the song, The Servant King. And the chorus to that song goes like this. This is our God, speaking about Jesus, this is our God Jesus. He's the servant king, and he calls us now to follow him and to give our lives as a daily offering of worship to the servant king. Now that verse is built on an idea that kings get to command their followers, don't they? Kings decree and people follow. That's the way it works. But Jesus' command was not do all this for me, but was to work for others, to serve others. He called us to a life of service. I want to direct your attention to the banner that we made this morning. You know, as you came in today, you were asked to get some paint and to make a palm print. It's a bit of a different take on the idea of Palm Sunday. We made a palm print and we put it on the banner. Now, you can think, if you like, that making that symbol, doing that action, is a sign of your commitment, that Jesus is your king, that your hand is his, your heart is his, your life is his. I want you to notice something about those palm prints, though. What do you see in the center of the palm print? Yeah? What is it? A hole. There's a hole in the center of the palm. Friends, we know that Jesus also had a hole in his hands. It was the mark of his crucifixion, where they had nailed him to the cross, his hands were marked. And when he came to his disciples, he said, see, the marks in my hands, the marks in my feet, the mark in my side. The holes in Jesus' hands were a mark of his sacrifice. And friends, if we are followers of Jesus, then our lives are marked by sacrifice also. Because the one who calls us as king says, follow me, follow my path, follow my sacrifice. Jesus' people wash feet. Jesus' people are concerned about the needs of others. Jesus' people seek not to be served, but to serve and to give their lives in service to others. And friends, this is the key to Jesus' revolution in the world. He invites us to be part of his revolution, and he does want to change things. But it's not a revolution about power, it's a revolution about service. And it's a revolution designed to change the way that the world works. Can we pray? Lord Jesus, we acknowledge that Palm Sunday is about your kingship, about your rule, about your authority. And yet, Lord Jesus, every time we look at you and think of you as king, we see you are a very different king from any the world has known. A king whose desire is not to be served, but to serve. Lord, teach us how to follow in your footsteps. You call us to follow you. Teach us how to walk in your way. Teach our hearts the lessons of service. And Lord, help us to find ways that we can serve you as you have served us. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this message by Pastor Mike Ford of the Rockingham Mandurah Lutheran Parish. For information about our church and our service times, you can call the office on 9593 9545. God bless you.